doubt about that. He's done a really nice job of giving us a shot to W often, and we haven't been able to reward him with that, with some run support. So, yes, definitely good to be able to do that tonight.
Does he pitch downhill for you anymore when he got that big lead and he's able to kind of get rolling like that? He kind of looks like himself, feels like most of the time.
No, I think this guy's given us a shot plenty of times, and we just haven't come through for him. Tonight he did a really nice job again. He established the fastball in, got a ton of swing and miss on the changeup. Varied the sinker with the fastball in. I mean, overall, it was a really nice job. I think he's done that enough to get a W before today. Yeah.
I think he had 10 swing and miss on that changeup. How much of a weapon is that for him to keep play, especially with
pitch? Yeah, it's a big pitch for him, especially when he's able to establish in with both the sinker and the fastball. He did a nice job of doing both. So the changeup was a big player for him today.
I think it was a week ago you guys had the 5-0 lead and the Reds are starting to kind of scale back to get that and pile on.
That was big, and that's what we've talked about, is being able to add on and get that extra big hit to put somebody away. This team across the way does a really nice job of coming back after the seventh. They've shown the ability to do that throughout the course of this year, so to be able to add on and finish that game was important.
Was that throw from Contreras?
There's
like a pound
of
moment.
It definitely was. And strong throw. He does that well. So being able to throw him out there, the emotion he showed after that was equally as fun. Yeah.
We had to tell you to stay in the game. Were you supposed to take him out of the game and got hit?
No. No. Yeah, he was fine. Yeah.
Did he get back out there?
Though, just to double check.
Yes, wanted to make sure that nothing else happened. Yeah.
Elliot, what did you make of the night for Jordan Walker at the plate? Ran the base as well. Just did a lot of good things for you guys.
Yeah, before the game, he's out there working on the breaking ball machine, making sure that he can stay through that baseball, and he stayed through that baseball. He did a really nice job. A couple singles, but a big homer there. We talked about it quite a bit. This is a guy that, when he gets the ball off the ground, the power that's behind that swing is impressive, and today was another big swing by him.
Yeah. You talked pretty extensively about Tommy Evans playing in center field. He plays good routes today. What did you see from Tommy and Dylan today that brings a little more stability to your outfield?
Ball goes in the air, you're pretty comfortable with the fact that it's going to be caught. And both of those guys do a really nice job out there, and they cover a ton of ground. So we've talked about stabilizing the outfield defense and just getting back to the point where we can be at the top of the league and being able to record outs out there. And both those guys are pretty impressive out there. So
Ben asked about Wilson's play, and then there was Tommy Edmonds' catch. Just Paul DeJong had a series of plays.
He did.
Big deal. Just the role defense played, and maybe how that helped Montgomery today, even set the kind of play within a rhythm.
With DeJong specifically?
Yeah. Well, and just little moments all over.
There were little moments everywhere, and DeJong's play, even the one up the middle, that's a big play. I mean, internal clock on some of those, even towards the six hole where he got rid of him pretty quick, bang bang outs at first, and then the one up the middle, I mean, he got up quick release, strong throw. So overall, that was the defense that was played today was what we need to do more often.